الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that five things if a person does he will not be deprived of five things من ألهم خمسة لم يحرم خمسة a person has got five things inshallah he will never be deprived of five things so the first thing Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person who is ألهم دعاء a person who is inspired to make دعاء لم يحرم الإجابة he will not be deprived of acceptance Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ If you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely accept your duas. So every one of us, we have to look in our lives, how much of time are we taking out for dua? Myself firstly, daily we are taking some time for dua. That after Farz namaz, mashallah, many people make dua, but that's such a short dua, we don't even know sometimes the meaning. Whereas the main thing of dua is, the person's heart must be there, concentration must be there, devotion must be there. So we just hear the imam, we just put our hands over, But du'as are readily accepted after Farz Namaz. Even if it's a short du'a, try to learn the meanings of the basic du'as, and we try to make amal, try to understand them, so our du'as will be accepted. Between the Adhan and Iqamah, du'as are readily accepted. Just before Maghrib Salah, du'as are readily accepted. On the day of Jumu'ah, when the Imam sits on the mimbar, between the two khutbahs, and right until the Damas, Salah starts also in our hearts, we can make du'a, du'as are readily accepted. Asr Salat on the Jumu'ah, especially after Asr till Maghrib, that time, Du'as are readily accepted. And whenever a person does any good action, du'as are accepted. We read, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Hassab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that many people have got this misconception, that only when you make a khatam of Quran Sharif complete, then only you make du'a, du'as are accepted. You see, this is incorrect. He said, whenever you read Quran Sharif, and you make du'a at that time, then du'as are readily accepted. So these are wonderful times. Another time which our elders, it is their experience, that they say whenever the taqaza and desire of guna comes into a person, And at that time, a person controls himself and he makes dua. They say, we have seen that these duas are very readily accepted. For example, the desire came now, a person is walking on the street, there's a beautiful woman walking past. The desire came within a person, he wanted to look at her. But for Allah's pleasure, he lowered his gaze. At that moment, whatever duas he makes, Allah Ta'ala readily accepts the duas. So these are wonderful opportunities. We get so many opportunities to make dua. We heard from Hazrat many times. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that example in the night 11 or 12 o'clock 1 o'clock you're waking up so you're not just waking up Allah is waking you up and Allah is thinking of you my banda ask and that time whatever dua a person asks is readily accepted so we should try to make dua at that time if you can Hazrat used to say that if you can go make wuzu read two rakat salat very good if you're so lazy then at least lift up your hands and Hazrat said even if you're so lazy don't even lift your hands up it's in your heart also just make dua at that time make a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala So the first thing is dua. Whoever is inspired to make dua, he will never be deprived of acceptance. There's one beautiful dua, which I heard from an alim, and especially for today's times, we should try to encourage other brothers to read it. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan yubashiru qalbi, wa yaqinan sadiqan hatta a'lama annahu la yusibuni illa ma katabta li, wa ridhan minal ma'ishati bima qasamta li. That oh Allah, I ask you for that iman, which will go into the recesses of my heart. Because today the attack is made on iman directly upon a person. So we must make such dua that, oh Allah, give me such iman which goes in the recesses of my heart. The second part of the dua, oh Allah, give me yaqeen and sadiq and true yaqeen and conviction. Then I must know that nothing in the world can afflict me except what Allah has written for me. No sickness can afflict me except it is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in this world, whatever has been, is predestined, predetermined. So everything is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If death has to come to me also, it was written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must get that yaqeen, conviction. And the last part of the hadith is, وَرِذَمْ مِنَ الْمَعِيشَةِ بِمَا قَسَمْتَ لِي And oh Allah, make me be happy with the rosy and sustenance which you have apportioned for me. Because today everyone is worried about the sustenance and the rosy. So this dua comes in Munajat-e Maqbool. We are reading it. Inshallah, with more ihtimam, we can try to read this dua. So this is the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That a person who is inspired to make dua, he will never be deprived of acceptance. Allah will definitely accept it. Second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who is inspired to make shukr, lam yuhram ziyada. He will never be deprived of an increase. Allah will always increase him because Allah says in the Quran, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you will make shukr, I will definitely increase you. So we should bring that quality into our lives of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today in the whole world, generally, most people, they're not happy in life. One of the main reasons there is no happiness in life is the television and the social media. People are always looking, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look always at the person below you. Never ever look at the person above you. So automatically when we are looking at the TV, we are looking at the social media, we are always looking at people above us. there's advertisements are coming out. So the desire comes, only I must have this. But you're not looking at the poor people. You're only looking at people higher than us. So automatically greed is coming in every person. All the time, no one is happy now. No one is making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is Allah's bounties upon us, so much. Maybe never before in the history of mankind Allah has given so many physical bounties to people. But how much of nashukri we've got in our lives. So really to bring this quality of shukr, in one very easy way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't look at the people above you, look at the people below you. And in today's time, one easy way of doing this here is also our ta'lim at home. And we have ta'lim, especially of the stories of Sahaba, Fazail al-Sadaqat, how the people in the past used to love. Then inshallah, when we look at those lives, then shukr will come into our lives. SubhanAllah, look at those people. We're only looking now at people higher than us, more, we've got much more. Hazrat mentioned that one incident of one alim, he told his wife she wanted a new kitchen scheme. So he took her in one Sunday afternoon, he said, come, let's go, we go for a kitchen scheme. He took her to the squatter camps. Knocked at the first house, he went inside. He said, how you like this kitchen scheme here? It's very smart. And he took her to another house. He said, yeah, I'm very happy with my kitchen scheme. After seeing what those people got, they got nothing at all. So this is our condition. We are looking always at people above. But really we have to look at the people below us. Shukr will come into our lives. We'll start thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we won't have this feeling of depression. And that I haven't got enough in life. Look at other people, how much they've got. Because we will make shukr, then Allah will increase a person also. Allah will give barakat and blessings in a person's life. So really the shukr is a very great ibadat. And many times you heard from Hazrat, he said two ibadat if you can bring it to our life, then Allah will make all the person's work easy. One is shukr and one is tawadu, humility. These two qualities we have to bring into our life. And Allah give me further tawfiq. The third thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who is inspired to make maghfirah, to ask for forgiveness, then lam yuhramil maghfirat. Something to the effect that a person who is inspired to make istighfar, man ulhimal istighfar, lam yuhramil maghfirah. A person who is inspired to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, which actually means asking Allah Ta'ala to hide our faults, to conceal our faults. And that person, inshallah, he won't be deprived. As Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention, whenever a person does any guna, there are four fires written against that person. But when a person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, from all the fires, Allah Ta'ala wipes it out. Allah Ta'ala removes it. So really we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. We've got so many guna, so many sins in our life. And the main cause of our problems in today's time is our guna and our sins. This morning in the class I was reading, we were doing the hadith. I can't remember the whole hadith, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said five things when it happens, then five halat will come. When immorality becomes common amongst people, then you will get such sicknesses which will spread amongst people which were never ever heard before by your forefathers. And according to some narrations, death will become very common amongst illa fasha fihimul maut. Death will become common amongst the people. Because of immorality, death becomes common. So we have people, this person passing away, that person passing away. Even though he's a pious person, but death has become common because of our gunas. And then in the hadith it comes that because people are not paying zakat, Allah will keep back the rains. And if it wasn't for the animals, Allah wouldn't have sent rains down at all also. Then those people who cheat in their business dealings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create something to the effect that when people will cheat in their business dealings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the enemies overtake the people, come over the people. Enemies will control the people. And then those who will decide on any command besides the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it becomes common, then Allah will make poverty common amongst the people. So the Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi was explaining what does poverty mean. So he said, poverty, we normally take in our mind that I haven't got money. He said, no, it doesn't only mean we haven't got money. He explains in the details. He said that it means also such things that a person is always in need. We're always muhtaj, in need of other people. He said so much so that, for example, we are bound by laws. We can't use our own money how we want to use it. We are bound by certain rules, by certain governments. We want to travel to one place to another place, fakir. We can't go ourselves. We need the certain laws upon us. See, all this comes under this hadith. When people are following the commands besides the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we see in the world today, we can't go anywhere, we can't use our own money. This is all these things, this is all under faqar. It's poverty which has spread amongst people. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq also that we try to come out of gunas and sins, and everyone look into our own lives, at what gunas I've got. Today photography has become so common. Everybody on their cell phone, they're looking at pictures, taking pictures. It's like not a guna anymore, it's not a sin. Whereas people before regarded it as a sin. Music is like not regarded as a sin anymore. You don't even think about it. Person's cell phone is just playing with the musical tones, etc. We feel even hard to tell that other person. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says, he says in the past times, the person was driving outside the masjid, a Hindu person. and he's playing music. The Muslims will run out and give him a hiding. Haven't you got respect for the masjid? See, today's time we have brought ourselves the music inside the masjid. So Allah give us tawfiq. Whatever gunas we are all involved in our sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who is inspired to make istighfar, he won't be deprived of maghfirat. Allah ta'ala will hide his faults, Allah will conceal his faults. And man uhimal tawbah, لم يحرم القبول لأن الله تعالى يقول وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده. A person who is inspired to make tawbah, he won't be deprived of acceptance, because Allah says he's the one who accepts tawbah from people. A person wants to change his life, go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is prepared, Allah is waiting for that person. Come towards me, my banda and servant, I want to give you. So this is the fourth thing. And the last thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من ألهمن صدقة النفقة لم يحرم الخلف. لأن الله تعالى وما قال يقول وما أنفقت من شيء فهو يخلفه. A person who is inspired to stand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be deprived of a recompense. Because Allah has promised in the Quran that whatever you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely recompense you for it. So really to look into our own lives, how much of charity are we giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we have that jazba within ourselves? And one very great way of getting the love of dunya out of a person's heart is to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to end off, I'll mention one incident. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, when he was a very poor person, and he lived a life of great poverty. But anyhow, when he got married to a very rich girl. And it was his cousin, but she came from a very wealthy family. So Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali told her on the first night, see, we have to have compatibility. Can't be I'm rich, I'm poor and you're rich. Either I'll have to become rich or you must become poor. But me, I got no desire to earn and to work. This is Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah, his whole life for dini khidmat, he never took any money. He never, for teaching, he never took, he used to take money only for writing, scribes, he used to write kitabs. So for that day he took money to write, copy kitabs. So for that day only he used to take money, but not for teaching at all. So he told his wife, I can't come onto your level, so you have to come onto my level. So all the jewelry your father gave you, let's give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the first night, even the poor wife, she lay, whatever the husband says, she's prepared to accept. So she gave everything to Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. So anyhow, he spent everything in the path of Allah ta'ala. After a few days, she went home to her parents. And her father is seeing now, and maybe it's common in India, they have a lot of jewelry after they get married. She's looking at her, no jewelry. What happened to all your jewelry? She said, no, I spoke to my husband and he said that you must spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I spent everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So her father felt sorry for her, so he gave everything back again, whatever she had spent. Anyhow, she comes back home, Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah looks at her and says, what happened now? Isn't we made a deal at first night? We have to be compatible. Now you're not compatible with me again. You have to give all of this again in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, she complied. She said, the second time when I gave in the path of Allah ta'ala everything, I actually felt the love of dunya coming out of my heart. She said, thereafter, for the rest of her life, she never had that any inclination towards dunya. Because when a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically love of dunya comes out from a person's heart. So this is one thing also. Zakat, you know, to purify a person. Sadaqah, sidq, the truthfulness of a person. He claims I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are simple amal actions. But inshallah we do them, we will never be deprived. Well, the first one was dua. Take out some time every day for dua. To make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, every day, to make some time for tawbah, istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Even as I said, 100 times a day we make, that's very little, but, and Allah give me the tawfiq first, not just to count numbers, I'm finishing, but if we can, even that 2-3 minutes we sit in, Ya Allah, please forgive me, I'm a sinner, I'm a gunegar, I've done so much of wrong, Ya Allah, please forgive me, Ya Allah, please forgive me, change my life, and we make a tawbah, istighfar correctly. And the last one is to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, when a person gets the tawfiq of spending, Allah ta'ala will always bestow a person. May Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.